And now with fewer words, let your awareness descend into the space of the body, right down to the ground, and settle your body with the qualities of ease, stillness, and vigilance. And as if you were having an out-of-body experience, simply witnessing the body breathing, but without identifying with the body or the breathing, passively, simply observing the flow of the respiration, let the flow of the respiration settle in its natural rhythm, effortlessly, and without constraint. And relax your awareness, letting it settle right where it is, effortlessly, where it already was before you put it to work. Directing it here and there. Now don't direct it anywhere. Let your awareness rest right where it is. Relax at ease. Release all grasping, and in so doing, observe your awareness settle in stillness. And releasing your identification with the mind and mental states and activities, unveil the natural luminosity of your awareness and rest right there, with your awareness relaxed, still, and clear. And having brought about this state of dynamic equilibrium on this basis, let your eyes be at least partially open, your eyes soft, all the muscles around the eyes soft, and vacantly rest your awareness, your visual gaze in the space in front of you. By so doing, you'll sense that there's a greater experience of spaciousness. You do not have the sense of being inside your head. There's space all around you. And your experience of the head is simply tactile sensations arising in the space of awareness. Rest your gaze vacantly in the space in front of you. Let your awareness continue to rest right where it is, relaxed, still, and clear. And then, without deliberately paying attention or giving any special interest to any of the five sensory domains of experience, of sights, sounds, and so on, while resting in the stillness of awareness, knowingly aware, peripherally do deliberately be aware of the movements of the mind, as if viewing them from afar. An analogy given is of a cowherd watching his herd, the cattle, the yaks, watching them move, stand up, sit down, play around, watching the movements of the herd, but without controlling them, without identifying with them. So likewise, observe the movements of the mind, the thoughts, the images, whatever arises, comes and goes. Simply note whatever appearances, whatever movements arise in the space of the mind, just enough not to be moved by them, drawn into them, and carried away to their reference. Distinguish between the stillness of your awareness and the movements of the mind. And whatever comes to mind, just let it be. Release any impulse to modify it, terminate it, perpetuate it. Release the tendency to identify with or appropriate any of the activities of the mind. View them as if from afar, like watching clouds form in the sky and dissolve back into the sky. Observe whatever arises in the mind discerningly, but without judgment, without deeming any of them good or bad. Observe them without preference. After all, none of these appearances can harm you in any way. They're merely appearances, like images on a movie screen or on the television. They're just appearances. None of them can harm you. And none of them can help you either. They're just appearances. So observe them as such, without identifying with them as mine, without appropriating them, and without reifying them, viewing them as if they exist by their own nature, from their own side. They are merely appearances, but they don't exist in and of themselves, just like the appearances in a dream. View them for what they are. Observe mental events as mental events. That's all they are, and they have no owner, nor substance. They're empty. View them as such. Sustain this flow of mindfulness, of bearing in mind, the sheer luminosity and cognizance of your own awareness, this self-knowing awareness. Bear this in mind as continuously as possible. And secondarily, bear in mind the movements that arise within the mind. Sustain this unbroken flow of mindfulness. But also monitor the flow of mindfulness with your faculty of introspection, by which you're able to observe whether the mind, the flow of mindfulness, has been diverted and you've been distracted, your attention has been carried away. And as soon as you introspectively note that your awareness has been set in motion, you've been distracted, let your first response be to relax in body and mind. Loosen up. And if you still find your awareness being tugged or drawn away by whatever captured it, then release that grasping, that identification with the thought. And once you are, once again, a free agent, not ensnared in a thought, a memory, or a sensory impression, then when you're a free agent, then return to the present moment, to the awareness of awareness, and note the movements of the mind once again. So retrospectively, when you see you have become distracted, relax, release whatever captured your attention, and return to the present moment, restore your flow of mindfulness. Monitoring the flow of mindfulness with introspection. Recognize as quickly as you can the occurrence of laxity, dullness, when the clarity of your awareness is dimmed. It may become spaced out. When you note this loss of clarity, that you've descended into laxity and dullness, you will note it after it's occurred. It will be retrospective. But as soon as you recognize it, then refresh your awareness. As Jujum Rinpoche says, invigorate, restore, freshen up your awareness. Restore the flow of mindfulness. And do so with the intention to sustain, to remain in that flow. Retain that flow of mindfulness. And in these two ways, you balance the sails of the mind, remedying the two extremes of excitation and laxity. And in this way, you make your mind serviceable. Let's continue for a few more minutes in silence.